This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Hope everybody is socially distanced and healthy. Want to let you know that today at 24/7 Sports and at Bucknuts, we have a special free VIP day. What does that mean? It means if you are not a premium subscriber, you get access to all the stuff behind the paywall today. The only thing you can't do is comment on the message boards, but you can read everything. So that's a free VIP day, the front row, the Bill Kerlicks, the Bill Greens, the Dwayne Longs, all the inside info. You have access to it. We also have a great deal going on. If you find you want to join in for long-term purposes, you can get the first year for 75% off and pay only $1 for the first month. So today is the day. If you're stuck at home and you've been considering, should I get Bucknuts or not, give us a test run today. If it's Tuesday, however, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long has graced us here. Dwayne, how are you handling 2020?
Right now, I'm more worried about COVID-19. This is really, we're not used to this. I mean, we grew up in an information age with cable and streaming services and all this stuff, and we don't have any sports, and this is just, it's weird, and we're pretty early in this. We've only had 2 weekends without sports, and it's just odd. So, that's my big question right now is how much longer we're going to have to deal with this.
Could be quite some time. I've got 3 children. I was trying to put them in context for them, what's going on. The only thing that's even similar to this that I've been through was the Washington, D.C. sniper crisis over a decade ago. We were all afraid to leave our house. My eldest, who's now 18, I did not let him leave the house for months. Hopefully, Bucknuts can provide a daily respite for you guys to come and chill, to hear about the Buckeyes and get your mind off what's been an overwhelming experience for everybody. It's always our goal to be kind of a place for you to do that, but we do realize that in these times, got a little more pressure on us to keep you guys entertained. That's one of the reasons we're going to have today be free, just to make sure everybody understands how appreciative we are that the Ohio State site in particular has stayed super fervent in this time. Here's what's really working out. You know, Dwayne and I sit and talk about topics a lot of times, and I've told you this many times at Ohio State on this beat. The show takes care of itself. We've been very lucky with their recruiting. When you try and put into context how they are recruiting, though, you're now starting to get a lot of articles from people even outside our purview here trying to put it in context. When you go and look at the rankings for the teams, it almost looks like they gave Ohio State a head start. They have a 70-point lead over Clemson, and a 70-point lead in recruiting, given these numbers, is literally, it's hard to put into words. I think it's fair to say that all of the fears we had about the Ryan Day regime and his ability to recruit never manifested themselves. Is it possible that Ryan Day is a better recruiter than Urban Meyer?
I think we have to take what we've seen and say yes. Okay, when he first came on, he is not given enough credit for hanging on to the class that Meyer put together. Those were Meyer's recruits. Some of those kids probably had never even talked to Ryan Day before Ryan Day took the job. So him hanging on to that class, that was impressive enough. Right then, I started losing any questions I had about Ryan Day, the recruiter. And last year, let's just be honest, the 2019 class was not one that anybody was is you're not going to be building championships off of the 2019 class, period. But he still did great. We still had a great class. Now look what he's doing with this 2021 class is going to be absolutely spectacular. Look at what we saw. Something I cannot remember who posted it. He put up started a thread. It's some writer that's involved in our network. Put up a thread that if Ohio State does not take a single kid any more than what we have right now, we'll finish no worse than seventh in the recruiting rankings. It's March, and we're that far ahead. I mean, that is just crazy. This could set a record for the highest recruiting ranking in the history of 247 Sports, and it's so likely to happen. Look at who's still out there. Look at the 4 and 5 stars that are still out there. JT Tumaloa, the defensive lineman from Washington State. The guy is just, if you see him, you know, I remember watching him play tight end, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This guy, you know, I remember thinking, watching tacklers bounce off of him, and then I noticed a few clips where they couldn't even catch him. This is a 5-star kid, and we've got crystal balls coming our way. And Amika Egbuka, to me, the number one player in the class, he's leaning toward the Buckeyes. Crystal balls coming to Ohio State. And those are just the 2 5-stars that are national top 10 kids. And Ryan Day is leading, going into the clubhouse for those guys. What this class is going to look like, last week when Dan and I were talking, we were saying this class looks like it could be better than anything Urban Meyer brought in. And how many great classes did he have? We look at that, and then no sooner than Dan and I talked about it, that post came up that added up the numbers, and no more players, not a single other player, will finish no more worse than seventh. That is just amazing at what Ryan Day is doing right now. So you have to say, at this early point, he is showing, Urban Meyer's here 11 years. Let's not say that Ryan Day's better than Urban Meyer at this point, but right now he's showing that he can be.
To be clear for everybody, this is a fun discussion about being great. This is not saying that either one of them has any flaws. This is an all-time race between Carl Lewis and Usain Bolt or something. This is us enjoying it. So please don't take this conversation to mean one of us is implying any negativity towards either Meyer or Day. This is what it's like to be on top. We got to come up with arguments about how great we are. Now, I think it's very fair to say that Day has benefited from the track that Meyer has laid. But what I love about Day and what I don't think Meyer probably could have done is Day has become like a quarterback whisperer for the pro game. If you're a quarterback now, why would you go anywhere other than Ohio State, Clemson, or Oklahoma? Secondly, there were some holes that you mentioned in classes earlier that create a need to recruit heavy at certain positions, and they have shown they could do that. Look what they did with the wide receivers when they needed to hit it. There are players that want to get into the class now for Ohio State that other schools would drool over, but I think Ohio State's probably holding off the idea of adding a 5-star or someone higher rated even in there. So we'll be back in 1 minute and talk about the best running backs ever to play at Ohio State.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Okay, we are back. Dwayne's going to have some fun on the front row going forward. We'll figure out exactly how we're going to execute everything. But Dwayne, You've been inspired by some of the content elsewhere, and there are tournaments everywhere about everything and hypothetical stances. Yours will be, who is the greatest running back of all time at Ohio State? You've asked for 16 nominees. What's your thoughts so far on how this thing's going to go down?
It's going to go down. That's for damn sure. The thing I'd never thought about before, you know, this topic pops up every now and then, best running back, best whatever. But it's just a conversation about it. Well, what we're going to do is throw it in a bracket. I'm going to rank 1 through 16 after we get done throwing out names. And last night, fans just jumped on this, and they're really excited about it, and I got my work cut out for me to 16 names. I mean, let's be honest. Who's got a better running back tradition than Ohio State? Look at all the Heisman trophies. That's Ohio State. We could fill up half the bracket just about with Heisman Trophy winners.
So, I would say the only school that has an argument. I would say the only school that has an argument is USC, but it's definitely a two-horse race.
Yeah, and well, it's also been a while, so they had it for a long time, maybe as good, if not better, than Ohio State, but it's just gone. I don't know if they've had a elite back since Reggie Bush, and he wasn't a classic elite back. He wasn't a bell cow kind of. He was a versatile guy.
Agreed.
Get out and run the ball for you a little bit and catch the ball for you a little bit and return kicks for you a little bit. But anyway, yeah, the running back tradition here is just – it's unending. So that was the first thing that hit my mind is throw a bracket together, see what happens. So now I'm at the point where I got to sit down with paper and pencil and decide who are the 16 – and then what we're going to do is throw matchups out. And what the fans say is going to have a great deal to do with it's going to have everything to do with who advances. I know that there's going to be in the 16 that I put – because we're going to do it, we're seeding them, 1 through 16. So number 1 versus number 16, and we'll just do it like you do an NCAA basketball bracket. That's how we're going to do it, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who is going to advance, and I'm definitely going to be very open to the arguments. You know, we'll discuss it, who's going to win this particular matchup. I think it's going to be great fun. We're all trying to find something to do. We're a bunch of ridiculous sports fans, and we don't have sports. So we're looking for something to entertain ourselves, and it just from the response, it looks like this is going to entertain people, and I'm going to take my time to get the 16 names, and then we're going to roll. But we're definitely going to do this, and we'll probably do it for other positions too.
We definitely will. It's going to be interesting too. These polls are always fun to see how much the recency effect kicks in. So this should be really, really fun. I can already foresee a knockdown drag out for the finals, which should be awesome. Like Dwayne said, we are trying to keep everything entertaining here. If you are not a premium subscriber, this is your day. Please take a chance to look at everything we've got on the site. The paywall is down. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.